So you're taking the plunge into 3D art, huh? That is so cool, and we're here to help make sure you dive in head first, avoid those belly flops, you know. We're using What Not to Do as a new 3D artist to guide us today.
Smart move. It's like having a seasoned diver right there with you, pointing out the underwater currents and the reefs you want to steer clear of.
Exactly. And this article doesn't hold back, which is what makes it so valuable. They really emphasize nailing those 3D fundamentals. I'm talking modeling, texturing, lighting, before you even think about creating something super complex like.
Right. It's tempting to jump right into that epic dragon battle scene.
Oh, tell me about it.
But honestly, it's like trying to write a symphony before you even know your scales. Those fundamental skills are your foundation, your building blocks. You got to master those if you want to create something truly amazing later on.
That's a musical analogy even I can understand. So, ditch the dragon, start with something simple, maybe a coffee mug or a house plant. Just focus on really understanding the process, right?
Exactly. Nail those basics on something recognizable. Then you can apply those skills to anything. Which, by the way, brings us to something that can be a little intimidating for new artists' feedback. This article stresses the importance of actively seeking it out, even when it's tough to hear.
Yeah, feedback, that's a big one.
It is, and for good reason. Getting feedback, even if it's not what you want to hear, is like holding up a mirror to your work. You
Yeah.
see those blind spots, the areas where you can improve, even the things you're doing well that you might not even realize.
It's so true. You know, it reminds me of this one time early in my design career. I poured my heart and soul into this illustration. I thought it was like the best thing ever. Showed it to my mentor, and well, let's just say they did not hold back.
Oh no, brutal
It
honesty.
was rough. But you know what? They were right. They pointed out things I never would have noticed on my own, and it pushed me to become so much better. It was a turning point for me, actually.
You can't grow in a vacuum, right? You need those outside perspectives, those fresh eyes on your work. Now, speaking of growth, this article also cautions against getting too caught up in the technical side of 3D art. It's easy to do, especially when you're starting out, but they emphasize the importance of not losing sight of the art itself.
Right, because it's not just about making things that are technically perfect. It's about infusing them with your own creativity, with your own voice.
Exactly. You want to make people feel something when they look at your work, to evoke an emotion or tell a story. I think that's something that often gets lost in the pursuit of technical perfection.
Absolutely. It's like you can have the most technically flawless 3D model of a tree with perfect textures and lighting, but will it really resonate with someone if it doesn't have any soul? If it doesn't make them feel something? I'm not so sure.
It's true. Think about it. What makes a piece of 3D art truly captivating for you? Is it the flawless execution? Or is it something more?
That's a really good question. And it makes me think about this balance between technical skill and artistic vision. You need both, right? Like you need the skills to bring your ideas to life, but you can't let those technical aspects overshadow the creativity, the heart of it all.
100%. Now, I know you're probably feeling inspired, ready to dive into a project head first, but
There comes the but.
the article suggests starting small, especially when you're just starting out. What do you think about that? Why do you think they emphasize that? It's so easy to get caught up in the excitement of it all, right? You start dreaming up these crazy, ambitious projects, like whole fantastical
Oh
worlds.
yeah, been there.
But starting smaller, especially when you're just starting out, is so important. It's like you wouldn't try to run a marathon without, learning to walk first.
Okay, that is a visual I can get behind. Gotta build up those creative muscles. And people have support systems because, let's be real, going it alone can be tough. The article talks about connecting with other 3D artists.
Oh, huge one. This is where networking comes in. And I know for some people that word networking can feel kind of icky, like,
A little forced, maybe.
exactly. But think of it less like, handing out business cards at a stuffy event and more like finding your people.
Your tribe.
Yes, those
Yeah.
people who just get it, the struggles, the triumphs, the late nights staring at your screen trying to get that one texture just right.
It's like having your own personal cheering section, which we all need, am I right? Plus, those connections can lead to some pretty amazing things, collaborations, job opportunities.
Oh, absolutely. I actually read somewhere that a huge percentage of jobs, especially in creative fields like ours, are filled through networking. It's not always about what you know, but who you know.
Word. So find your people, join online communities, go to events, put yourself out there. You never know what might come of it. Speaking of putting yourself out there, sharing your work, even when it's scary.
Ugh, the vulnerability. It's real.
The article really stresses this. Did you struggle with that when you were starting out? Like that fear of judgment, of people seeing your work and not, you know.
Oh, 100%. I think every artist goes through that. It's so personal, putting your work out there for the world to see.
It's like bearing your soul a little bit.
Right. But it's also one of the best ways to learn and grow. Every time you share your work, even if it's not perfect, you open yourself up to feedback, to new perspectives. You learn so much from seeing your work through other people's eyes.
It's true. And I think it's important to remember that everyone starts somewhere. Every 3D artist you admire, every piece of art that blows you away, it all started with someone who was just learning, who was brave enough to share their work and risk, you know, not being perfect.
It's so easy to forget that when you're scrolling through social media, comparing yourself to others. It's like, remember, this is a journey, not a destination. We're all just figuring it out as we go. Which, by the way, brings us to another crucial point in the article, staying curious, staying up to date with industry trends.
Easier said than done, right? The world of 3D art moves so fast, it's a lot to keep up with. It can feel like every time you turn around, there's some new software, some new technique. It's like
trying to drink from a fire hose, right?
Exactly. So how do you do it? How do you stay current without getting completely overwhelmed? What works for you?
Honestly, following artists I admire on social media has been huge for me. It's like a window into their process, you know? You see what they're working on, what tools they're using, even the things they're struggling with. Plus, it's a great way to connect with other artists and be part of the community.
Oh, that's a good point. Social media gets a bad rap sometimes, but it can be a really valuable resource for artists.
Totally. And subscribing to newsletters, online magazines, stuff like that, it's a more curated way to stay in the loop. There are some really great resources out there.
Awesome. Okay, now, before we wrap up this deep dive, there's one more point from the article I wanted to touch on, and that's collaboration. They really encourage artists to team up, even if you're someone who, you know, enjoys working solo. Have you found that to be helpful in your own experience?
100%. I'm a big believer in the power of collaboration. It's amazing how different perspectives can spark new ideas, push you outside your comfort zone. Plus, it's just fun to work alongside other people who share your passion.
It's like that feeling when you're working on a puzzle with friends and someone finds that missing piece you've been searching for, you know? It's like, yes.
Exactly. And those collaborative experiences teach you so much, not just about art, but about communication, compromise, all those things that are essential when you're working with others.
Absolutely. No. Okay, so for anyone listening who's on the fence about collaborating, what advice would you give them?
Just go for it. You don't have to dive into some huge, complicated project right away. Start small. Reach out to an artist whose work you admire and propose something simple, like maybe you work on a small project together, or even just a virtual art jam session. You never know what you might learn or what amazing things you might create together.
I love that. Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground today. We talked about the importance of mastering those fundamentals, the power of feedback, even when it's tough, building your network, staying curious and up to date, and of course, the magic of collaboration.
It's a lot to take in, but it's all part of the journey.
It really is. And speaking of journeys, the article ends on this really important note about setting realistic expectations. Because it's so easy, especially in the age of social media, to look at these amazing 3D artists with years of experience and be like, oh, I'll never be that good.
Comparison is the thief of joy, right?
100%. But it's important to remember that every single one of those artists, they all started somewhere. They were all beginners once, fumbling their way through those same challenges, those same insecurities.
So be kind to yourself, embrace the learning process, celebrate the small victories along the way.
Couldn't have said it better myself. And on that note, as we wrap up this deep dive into the world of 3D art, here's a final thought for you to ponder. You've got this roadmap to help you avoid those common pitfalls. But what about discovering your unique strengths? What excites you? What makes your heart sing when you think about 3D art? Focus your energy there, because that's where your true potential lies. That's what will set your work apart and bring you the most joy on this journey. Thanks for diving in with us.